Now, in June of this year, we will formally dedicate the UAW Family Educational Center at Black Lake. And in the years ahead, thousands and thousands of UAW members and their wives and their children will come together at that educational center. They will live together and learn together. And we have built that Family Educational Center, and we will dedicate it to the proposition that the UAW can avoid what has happened to too many unions, where the spirit of those unions has deteriorated and they have lost their sense of human commitment and their sense of dedication and their sense of compassion and their sense of idealism. Many of these unions had stars in their eyes in the early days, but tragically, those stars too often are replaced by the dollar sign. And we have got this Family Educational Center where we hope that we can keep the stars burning brightly in the eyes of the UAW in the years ahead. I'd like just to get some idea how many delegates here, let me see your hands, have been up to our UAW Family Educational Center. Quite a few. I want to say that the next time you come back, we hope that you can bring your wives with you. And then when we get the children's camp finished, you can bring your wives and your children. And those of you who have not been there yet, I think that you've got a very great surprise coming, because as the brothers and sisters can tell you, this is a thing of beauty where man and nature can live in harmony and where the human spirit can be enriched. Now, we are poisoning our air. We are polluting our water. We are contaminating our soil. And our reckless destruction of nature has created an environmental crisis of catastrophic proportions. This is Earth Week in America. And unless we begin to work harder to stop the destruction of man's natural living environment, we will make this earth uninhabitable for the human family. And what we need to do in America and in Canada is to find ourselves. We are in trouble because our values are all mixed up in America. We have been more concerned by the quantity of our gadgets and the brightness of the chrome on those gadgets than we have concerning the quality of life. We have been brainwashed by the Madison Avenue hucksters, and they have gotten our values all mixed up. We need to ask ourselves, what determines the quality and the worth of a society? Is it the glitter of the chrome? Is it the acreage of the blacktop parking lots? These are not the measurements of the quality of human life. The quality of a society can only be determined about how a people order their priorities, how they allocate their resources, and how they pursue their national purposes. And we
before Senator Nelson has to run to make his plane, I should just like to say on behalf of the delegates that we appreciate your coming. We thank you for the leadership which you are providing on this crucial issue of man's survival. And I can pledge to you on behalf of the UAW and our membership We will work with you in the legislative halls. We will work with you in the communities of America and Canada. And we are going to stand up and be counted at the bargaining table in 1970 on this great question of environment. Thank you. So I have the Resolutions Committee, and I'll turn the chair over to Brother Woodcock.
For the Resolutions Committee, it's Chairman Walter Dorosh.
To help expedite time, the resolution that we are going to read and present to you now is the UAW Family Educational Center. It is in the report number 3. It's on page 76. But to conserve time, we're going to only read the resolve. And we're going to read a companion resolution with it, or a statement rather, the Walter P. Reuther UAW Family Educational Center, which will follow right after that. So if you turn to page 79, the reading the resolve and the statement, to read that would be Brother Herman Johnson. Brother Johnson.
Keep fighting, Herman. Keep doing it. Resolve that the delegates at the 22nd UAW Constitutional Convention heartily commend President Walter Reuther and the International Executive Board for the speed and efficient manner in which the convention resolutions to establish a UAW Family Educational Center has been accomplished. The attractiveness and the excellency of the practical efficiency of the building not only suits the purpose for which the Family Educational Center is established, but blends as well into the beauty and natural surroundings, and be it further resolved that the International Executive Board be empowered to complete the construction work necessary to fulfill the objectives and goals of the Family Education Center, and to proceed with all possible speed to implement the program to the fullest possible extent. The Walter P. Reuther UAW Family Education Center. 35 years ago, a handful of workers, driven as much by the desperation of their circumstances as by their hopes and ideals, banded together to build a union. A union of men and women committed to fashion a better life in a better world for themselves and their families. They rose up and gave form and substance to the UAW. Out of the unjust and insults and injuries done to hundreds of thousands of workers in the factories, communities, and industrial jungles, they created an instrument for the firmness and constructive change in the factory and in the community. An instrument designed to put people before profit and give wings and to hopes and aspiration to humanity. Through the UAW, thousands upon thousands of workers, men and women, for over one-third of the century, have improved the quality of their lives, have won a larger measure of dignity and security, and have asserted their common humanity against the procedure of production process that, without their organized resistance, would have reduced them to the status of machines. The UAW has been and continues to be the instrument of its members' democratic will to create a better life in a better society. The blood, sweat, and tears of a multitude of Americans and Canadians created it and gave it vitality. Their dream and expectations will keep it alive and relevant to the emergency problems and possibility of changing tomorrow. The UAW has fortunate not only in its gathering and its mobilization of many talents and energy for the workplace of America and Canada. It has been doubly fortunate in possessing dedicated leaders, and especially the gifts, leadership of men who has been our international president for the past 24 years. Walter P. Reuther has been the eloquent advocate of our needs and demands at the bargaining table, the public defender and people's lobbyist in the broader community. Walter Reuther knows how to articulate and the hopes of the dreams of working people and the concerned citizens, but he possesses the additional and rare gift of knowing how to move through thoughts of words to action, the leaders of realization. In words and deeds, he is a symbol of the democratic unionism. Walter wears many hats in the UAW, in the public life of the United States and among nations of the world, yet whatever hat he wears, he is essentially the architect and realizable dream for a future in which compassion and brotherhood prevails among men. The splendid UAW Family Education Center at Black Lake, where the future of the UAW will largely assure as young leadership and form and mature, there is such a realizable dream. It owes existence to Walter Reuther, version, energy, dream, energy, devotion, and his tendency to propose the transforming vision into reality. The Family Education Center is more than a wholesome combination of steel, stone, wood, and mortar. It reflects perfectly the harmonious, vital, outgoing unionism of the UAW, and it reflects with equal precision the character, the purpose of Walter P. Reuther, planners of architect and better tomorrow. Therefore, it would be fitting that this magnificent educational facility should bear the name of the man who throughout his life has been not only a builder of impossible dreams, but a vital educator of men, in tribute to his countless contribution to the UAW and to the responsible citizenship in the broader community. The UAW International Executive Board has unanimously recommended such action. The Resolution Committee of this 22nd Constitutional Convention unanimously concurs, therefore, be it resolved that the convention orders the UAW facilities at the Black Lakes in Michigan to be known as the Walter P. Reuther UAW Family Education Center, with understanding that this formal designation be deferred until immediately followed termination of Walter P. Reuther incumbency as president of the UAW. On behalf of the Resolution Committee, I move adoption.
The motion has been duly made and seconded to adopt the resolution and the statement. The chairman of the committee, Brother Dorrit.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to read into record a statement that covers the subject matter that was just presented in the resolution, and the statement reads as follows. When the International Executive Board discussed the matter, they advised President Reuther they intended to recommend that a family education center bear his name as of now. President Reuther expressed deep gratitude over the gesture being offered, but felt it would be not proper for the center to be named after him during his incumbency as president, and requested that the recommendation be altered to make it effective when he finally left the office of president. In deference to his request, we have so worded this resolution. I wanted this into the record because I think it's appropriate that the membership of our union is aware of Brother Reuther's position.
As those of us who've had the good fortune to go to the center at Black Lake know, it's a very beautiful and wonderful place. It expresses in physical terms the ideals and aspirations of this union. And I think I can say, without any personal business being involved, that it also in a very particular way expresses the genius of the man who is the president of this union. It was last June when our executive board was in Black Lake that individually members of our education committee of the board, of which I am chairman, came to me and separately made this suggestion. And then finally at a education committee meeting in Atlantic City last week, we unanimously went to the executive board and made this request. And it was at that time that Walter said that he was deeply honored by it, but that he would agree to it only if we would say that it would not take effect until after he had ceased to be the president of the UAW. Are you ready to vote on the resolution and statement? All those in favor signify by raising your right hand. Down hands. In opposition, the resolution and statement is carried unanimously. President Reuther.
I just want to thank you for your very generous action, and say that when I started to work to try to bring into being the Black Lake Family Educational Center, This was the furthest thing from my mind. And I do believe that if this is going to be named after me, and this is a great honor, that it should be done, as the statement indicates, only after I've passed on the responsibilities of the presidency of this union to some other person. I thank each of you. I'm going to ask Pat Greathouse. I'm going to ask Pat Greathouse to chair, and that the grievance...